jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. It is that time again already. I know, where does the time go? It is Saturday night once again, it's 9 o'clock. It is time for the best in modern and contemporary jazz as you tune in to Jumpin' In with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's Jumpin' In. And it's a bit of a rum do because to old seafarers everywhere, July the 31st has a special significance as it's known as Black Tot Day. And on this day in 1970, a tradition started some 230 years earlier, called Last Orders, as the Royal Navy decommissioned the daily tot of rum for serving sailors. Still, no such rule applies when enjoying jumping in, whatever your tipple. So put the kettle on, H, and tell us what's been keeping you afloat this week.
There's always something, I must admit. We'll be catching some sunlight with our friend Dave Stapleton. We had a bit of Vince Mendoza, John Abercrombie, Anna Marto. I hadn't heard that for ages. Thought, let's get it out and give it a spin. And something I've been really enjoying very briefly, but it's been on the player for the last day or so, Ben Wilcock.
And for me, well, we end the week with a new beginning. We contemplate the existence of the financially forlorn. We listen to a stroll and we kick off with a celebrating a jazz birthday with March on Washington.
Thank you.
actually got the week right this time. Yes, happy 64th birthday to guitarist and composer Joel Harrison. Heard there with his plus 18 big band with March on Washington from his epic 2020 release, America at War. Harrison has been over some 23 albums, a great explorer of the American story, particularly the music of his homeland, and in pretty much all formats too, from big band to small combo to trio augmented by string quartet. And here, Joel meditates on the fact that the US has been involved in ruinous armed conflicts for most of his 64 years. A really powerful work this, with a great band including some top soloists such as trumpeters Ingrid Jensen and Chris Rogers, John Iribagon on tenor, and many, many others, and not least, of course, Joel himself on guitar.
Terrific stuff. Not too sure what that word was at the end. Now, one of the great joys of doing programmes like these is you play stuff every so often and then we start talking about other albums and you think, have I got that? Have I got that in my collection? Have I listened to that? Do I know that one? And one such, we had some of the great Vince Mendoza you were playing only last week, I think it was.
Yeah.
And we started talking about one of the albums he appeared on with the equally great, now sadly no longer with us, John Abercrombie, Animato. And you said, yeah, you remember the one that's got that firework on the front. I thought, yeah, I remember it. And I went to sort of dig it out. I did have it in vinyl, as it turned out, not on CD, and started playing. I hadn't played it probably in 20, I don't know, a long time in any case, a 1990 album, I remember it coming out. Whether it's one of John's classics or not, I don't know. It's a little bit different. Great lineup. Vince Mendoza, who did a lot of the compositional work on and also plays synth, and the wonderful house percussionist, if you will, of ECM, Jan Christensen. Also, sadly, no longer with us. Great shame. It's amazing to think some of these great artists aren't with us anymore. But yeah, actually, the more I've played it the last day or two, the more it's sort of grown on me in many ways. And I put a little bit on the one of the ECM websites, and a couple of people said, oh, thanks for that. Yeah, I might go back and have a listen to that one, exactly the way I've done. And I like the way that works. So have a listen to this and see what you make of it. Last Light.
Thank you.
classic stuff. John Abercrombie on guitar and guitar synthesizer. Jon Christensen, drums and percussion. Vince Mendoza, composer of most of the music there, and also taking synth and keyboard duties. October 1989. I know. It's like 40 years ago. I think, oh my lordy. Anna Marto on ECM, of course. The more I put it on at first, I thought, oh, I don't know, it's a bit lightweight. It has grown on me a bit. Lots of synth. And so it's not typical John Abercrombie, and maybe not quite as heavy or as deep as some of his music was. But nonetheless, I've been enjoying that one.
Very nice indeed, and definitely recognisable style going right back to the beginning of Vince Mendoza's work, but a great writer for big band as well, as we know. Now, a saxophonist we have featured on the show many times, but now pretty much one of the go-to horn players on the scene is San Franciscan Dinah Stevens. He had his own battles with health issues, remember, and came back again, and I recently featured his live at the Village Vanguard. Well, let's go right back to the beginning of his journey and hear a track from his debut album. Here's Beginning of an Endless Happy Monday.
I wish.
Thank you.
debut. Beginning of an endless happy Monday. Now there's a thought, as we said before. That was Saxman Dinah Stevens with a track from The Timeless Now, released back in 2007. Would you like to have a guess at any of the band?
No.
No, well, thank you for that. But based around the core quartet of Taylor Agstey on piano, bassist Ben Street and fantastic drummer Eric Harland, the band was supplemented there by John Schofield on guitar, and he appears on a few tracks, including that one, and trombonist Nick Vigenius on one, not forgetting, of course, Dinah Stevens on sax. And he just has a new album out, Pluto Juice, in which he's going further to explore the Iwi wind synth. So perhaps we'll save that for another time.
Wow, haven't heard an Iwi for some time, I must admit. To aren't in this programme. This programme being Jumping In with myself, H, and Chris, the best in modern and contemporary jazz. I might just have got John Schofield had a guess, but no one else, I don't think. Eric Harland, I should have recognised, I suppose. Dave Stapleton's a man who crops up on this programme quite a bit, usually as the owner, producer, and everything else of Edition Records, but a fine musician and composer himself. Here's one that came my way recently, courtesy of Uncle Bob Harrison, as he called him. Thanks, Bob. Catching Sunlight, music for an imaginary film with the Lunar Saxophone Quartet. And this is something that Dave says in the notes. It's going back a few years to the mid-2000s. He says, in 2007, the Lunar Saxophone Quartet commissioned me to write a long work for four saxophones and piano. As the work progressed, it became clear it required a greater number of voices to really bring out the colours and tones needed to do the piece justice. Initially, the obvious choice was to add drums and bass into the equation, but I also felt that there needed to be an additional colour. Neil Yates immediately came to mind, in my opinion. They had the perfect sound to fit into this music. And it's very fine indeed. It is sort of like an imaginary soundtrack. Let's hear the first track on this, Treading the Earth.
Thank you.
Paula Gardner on the bass there. I remember talking to her at Brecon Jazz many years ago, a fine bass player. Neil Yates on trumpet, as we've mentioned. Elliot Bennett on the drums. The Lunar Saxophone Quartet is made up of Joel Garthwaite on soprano, Hannah Richards alto, Lewis Evans tenor, Lauren Hamer on baritone. Dave Stapleton himself, boss of Edition Records, composer extraordinaire, and also taking piano duties on that. Treading the Earth, the album's called Catching Sunlight, music for an imaginary film, and I've enjoyed that a lot.
Very nice indeed. And in fact, yes, I remember having a few beers quite late at night with Neil Yates at Southport last time we were able to go to such festival. And he pops up in all kinds of fantastically different styles of music. So, speaking of which, we're sticking with Edition. Norwegian pianist and composer Eyolf Dale has become a label regular with Edition, both with his own groups and often supporting fellow countryman Daniel Herkskrill on the tuba-led ensemble albums. And if you haven't heard those, give yourself a surprising treat. He conjures sounds from the tuba that would make Tubby weep with joy. However, it's perhaps surprising that his new release, Being, is actually his first foray into the piano trio format. Let's hear, and this is for our friend Jeff, who's made it over from Luxembourg to the Isle of Man, The Lonely Banker. Thank you. Lovely stuff, and thanks very much to Edition for sending us that. The Lonely Banker, Eyolf Dale, taken from Being, released in February this year, his latest release with Eyolf on piano and Ampli Celeste. I didn't know what that was, but I'm guessing it's an amplified Celeste. Aidan Cleave at the drums and Per Zanussi, when he's not making washing machines, on bass and saw, although I assume not at the same time for health and safety reasons.
I would just like to point out that Jeff isn't lonely. Well, he's married anyway. Might be, but anyway, moving on. Auden Cleave, of course, used to play with Tia Rapdol back in the day on the Blue and the Chaser albums, I think, had Auden Cleave on the drums. This is from our friend Rob Adams, jazz promoter and author and journalist and such like. He'd been in contact recently saying, "Hi, guys, really enjoyed the programme on Joe Lovano." Thanks very much indeed. We enjoyed chatting to Joe. Real honour, great fun. Really interesting, he says, to hear him talking about working with Manfred Eicher. But what a great range of music he's produced. And he goes on, Rob, to say, "Yeah, my latest concerns," he said, "two new releases from what the travel guide Lonely Planet has described as the coolest little capital in the world, Wellington." And this is, one of them at least, is this guy, Ben Wilcock, the pianist, the distinction of play, he says, with both Reeds master Benny Maupin, played with Herbie Hancock and the like, of course, and drummer Bob Moses on Pat Metheny's very first album, Bright Size Life. Ben Wilcock's new quartet album, The River Tethys, was recorded live in the studio. It features original pieces and fresh takes on jazz standards, including Groovin' High and High Eyes, and even an Irish slip jig. We're going to hear the first track from the album, and I think it's terrific stuff. Have a listen to this. It's Sans Draconis Septum.
Hello, I'm Julia Hultzmann. You're listening to Jumping In with Chris and H.
How about that? Okay.
Great stuff. Recorded live at the Lighthouse. Joe Henderson Quintet, 1970, that would you believe, September 24th, 26th, 1970, live in performance at the Lighthouse Cafe on the It's a Mosa Beach, I think it is, in California. A great album. Lovely to hear Joe Henderson again. We never did have a chance to speak to him. We did see him on numerous occasions, but never got to interview him. Great lineup: Woody Shaw, George Cables at the piano, Ron McClure bass, Lenny White at the drums, and Tony Waters as well on that one. And it contains that wonderful track, If For the Title Alone. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Before that, we had, a great one from Ben. Many thanks indeed to Rob Adams for pushing that one our way. Really nice indeed. It's Drakone Septum. It's from River Tethys. Ben Wilcock from New Zealand. Marvellous stuff. Really been enjoying that album, Rob. And we hope to hear more from Ben in future.
Super. And that's about it for this week's Jumping In. We'll leap into August next week. But for now, we leave you with just a taster of an interesting release from Welsh bassist Pino Palladino. He of the famous opening of Paul Young's Wherever I Lay My Head. Not to mention his work with The Who, D'Angelo's Voodoo, and Bob Dylan, amongst others. Well, Notes for Attachments finds him in the company of producer and multi-instrumentalist Blake Mills, and in this case, a series of samples from a demo he made on the road with saxophonist Jacques Schwartz-Bart. Here's Soundwalk. See you next week.
Look after yourselves. Enjoy the weather if it's good. Thank you.